In Iraq, roughly 2 million people have been displaced by the war, and aid groups say nearly a quarter of those are now living as squatters. NPR's Kelly McEvers reports from Baghdad.
Sada and her family have moved 5 times in 4 years. Each time, her situation gets worse and worse. Her Shiite family originally lived in a Sunni neighborhood here in Baghdad. But then slogans like, "This school is for Sunnis," began to appear on walls, and the bodies started piling up. The family fled and moved in with relatives, then rented apartments in Shiite neighborhoods. Then the father and oldest daughter got sick, and they couldn't pay the rent. Now, Sada, her ailing husband, and 4 children live here on the first floor of an abandoned office building. There's raw sewage out here in the courtyard. You have to walk through it to get into the house. There's garbage and old appliances sort of provide a wall. And you come in the house and it's totally dark because there's no electricity inside. Look, Sada says, slapping her hands together in disgust, we have nothing. Sada is one of some 500,000 squatters across Iraq. More than half of these are here in Baghdad, says Shoko Shimazawa with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees. She says the number of Iraq squatters is increasing because people like Sada are finding it harder to make ends meet. And also because aid groups and officials are only now looking for and finding them.
It's a phenomenon that was not known to many people, even the government. When we try to explain the issue, some of the government officials know for the first time of the magnitude of the problem.
Iraq's Minister of Displacement, Abdul Samad Rahman Sultan, says even though he feels sympathy for squatters, they can't go on living illegally. These people can't occupy property that doesn't belong to them, he says. If we let them stay, it only means more people will try to do the same. The only way squatters can register for government assistance is if they want to return to their original homes. But most people are still afraid to do that. Those who do begin the process face corrupt local officials who ask for bribes or sell relief packets for profit. This, says Kelly Clements of the U.S. State Department's Office of Refugees and Migration, is why the U.S. government doesn't give aid money directly to the Iraqi government. Still, she says, the State Department is ramping up its support as the U.S. military's presence here winds down.
Last year, we provided close to $400 million. We're going to provide similar levels this year. What we're concerned about is the vulnerability, female-headed households, those that don't have other means.
So the aid money helps provide squatters with stoves, fans, and mattresses. Long term, the hope is to work with the Iraqi government to help squatters build new homes. Elizabeth Campbell of Washington-based Refugees International recently visited squatter camps around Iraq. She says resettling the displaced is the only way the country will be able to recover from the U.S. invasion and the resulting civil war.
In many ways, displacement is the lens through which you can measure progress and success. And as long as communities are disenfranchised, impoverished, ignored, forgotten, problems will continue to fester, and it can certainly lead to a wide variety of social and political problems down the road.
In Diyala province, east of Baghdad, the Minhal family has been squatting in a mud brick room on government land since the war began in 2003. They fled their home during ethnic tension between Arabs and Kurds. The mother rifles through her purse and finds a letter from an American lieutenant colonel. Whenever local officials try to evict the family, she shows them these words.
In accordance with the directives from LTC Grant, displaced civilians are not to be relocated or moved without prior coordination from this office. This is dated the 5th of August, 2003.
The mother says she knows this letter might not work much longer. If the soldiers can't help us anymore, she says, who can? Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Baghdad.
This is NPR.